Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So our reactions hit because we have a lot to talk about. This episode of Locked On Stars podcast brought to you by Built Bar. Right now, you can go to builtbar.com and enter the promo code Locked On at checkout to get 20% off your next order. That's builtbar.com, promo code Locked On. I'm Josh Clark, the Dallas correspondent at NHL.com. Joined as always by my co-host. I'm getting it.
You got it. Getting better. Getting better.
Joined as always, for all of our audio-based listeners, I'm currently pointing to Kenneth on camera. And last week I was pointing the wrong direction every time, but now we're pointing to Kenneth. We've got it going. And we've got a lot to talk about today, Kenneth. Specifically, the big headlines in the Dallas Stars world and in the NHL world today. The Dallas Stars unveiling their alternate uniforms, their third jerseys after 7 years, Kenneth, of the Victory Green rebrand, the New Stars Rising campaign, the Victory Green homes, the white aways, the Winter Classic uniforms that came out last November. That was almost a year ago now, Kenneth. That feels like it was an eternity ago. Mm-hmm. But regardless, new jerseys, Kent, today. The blackout jerseys, if you haven't seen them yet, they're everywhere. You can really just find them about anywhere. I got about 9 different notifications today from Bleacher Report, from NHL. I think The Score tweeted about it. I think SportsCenter tweeted about it. Everybody was tweeting about this jersey, Kent, and rightly so, because it's something that we've never seen before in the NHL. The Stars having an all-black look with a new color, a new shade of green that they've dubbed Skyline Green, highlighting and accenting the jersey. Initial impressions, Kenneth, from you. I know you and I talked about it a little bit this morning and this afternoon, but initial impressions, I think it's unique.
Yeah, it's you put it right. There's really no other team in the NHL that has anything kind of close to this jersey. It's going to be an alternate, like you said, that they're going to wear periodically, but it's an incredibly unique look. It's even from what I was kind of anticipating, what I had in my head, it's not really even what I was picturing. The first responses from a lot of people was, does it glow in the dark? And it does kind of have that glow in the dark kind of feel. Sad to report, can confirm here on the Locked On Stars podcast, it does not glow in the dark, unfortunately. Oh. Although as bright as that green is, it probably will at least feel like it does glow in the dark.
You'll probably be able to see it in the dark, Kenneth.
From a mile away. It's a unique look, and it's a complete deviation from what the Stars have kind of branded the rest of their franchise as. You know, we talked about, Monday's pod about the reason they hadn't had an alternate jersey at this point is they were really adamant about, you know, creating this brand with Victory Green and the new, you know, the new fonts and the new logos and then just this new era of Dallas Stars hockey over the past 7 or 8 seasons. And now that they've kind of established that, and I think, you know, I mentioned when most people, I think of Dallas Stars hockey, you know, inside and outside the organization and fans of the organization, I think they picture the current iteration. They don't picture, you know, Mike Modano, the darker green, you know, star outline jerseys with black or the white and black with Dallas across the front.
And the gold,
They picture this current iteration of the Dallas Stars. So I think that brand was cemented enough that the Stars finally were like, okay, let's put this together with Sean Shapiro. I know you're going to talk a little about some of his comments on it, but I know he did mention they've been working on this for quite a while. Since they started working on the Winter Classic jerseys.
December of 18 in his story.
They were working on the Winter Classic jerseys and these at the same time. It's incredibly unique. And for people who are wondering why the Stars, you know, completely change up the formula, it sounds like that is exactly what they wanted to do, was completely hit the reset button. They wanted something that was different, still very much Dallas Stars. You see that star logo, you see the big D, you see the Skyline Green, and it kind of gives you that Dallas, you know, new Dallas feel, but it is not in any way, it's not futuristic, but it feels futuristic. It's for a new era. It's for Texas and Texas hockey in a new way. And I like it. It's interesting. It's growing on me. Every time I see it, it gets a little bit better. And that's good. Those jerseys, right off the bat, it was kind of like, you know, not bad, you know, not right. Not, definitely not the worst jersey in the NHL. Hello Vegas Golden Knights.
Yikes.
But It is better than Vegas's third alternate jersey. I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
But you know, it's they wanted something unique, and I think they got exactly what they were looking for in this jersey.
Absolutely. And like you mentioned, Sean Shapiro had a really good story on it on The Athletic. He and Saad Youssef actually teamed up on that story, got to interview some of the guys from the design committee, including, you know, I think Daryl Ray was on there, Kenneth. Everyone knows Daryl Ray. If you know Razor, Kenneth, you know Daryl Ray. Dan Stuckel, the senior vice president of marketing. Tom Gilardi, even the owner of the team. Chris Smith, the director of merchandise for the Stars. Jeff Neal, one of the creative directors for the team. So a lot of brains went into this concept, Kenneth, and a lot of brains went into forming this new era of Dallas Stars hockey, this new look to throw into the wardrobe. And Sean Shapiro and Saad Youssef got a chance to interview some of them, and they said the three guiding points that came out of that first meeting in December 2018 were that they wanted it to be radically modern, they wanted it to be next generation, and number three, Kenneth, was screw the rules. And, you know, sometimes you want that because – and I saw a couple fans made this point that they were – it was kind of like you said, Kenneth, they didn't hate it. They didn't really love it. It wasn't like their first, like, go-to, I'm going to buy, like, 10 of these things. But they liked that the Stars didn't take the safe route. They liked that the Stars didn't, you know, take, okay, we're going to do a black with some – you know, just a white outline or something like that. Something simple that no one would really be angry about. They really took it the next step, Kenneth. They really wanted to make this fully unique, totally unique to anything you've ever seen in the NHL. And this neon almost look, I know Skyline Green was kind of you. The first thing you think of, Kenneth, when you think of Skyline in Dallas is obviously, to me at least, besides maybe Union Tower, is the Bank of America building with the green outline. And I think that was a large part of the that was a large part of the inspiration behind this color, Kenneth. And so to have that, to have no shoulder patches, to have the numbers and the name in green, and then the centerpiece. We haven't even talked about the center chest logo, Kenneth. Instead of the usual Dallas Stars logo that you see on the home and away jerseys, they went with the secondary logo, which is the Texas outline with the star in the middle of it. If you know a Stars jersey and you haven't seen these jerseys yet, again, go look at them. But if you have not seen it yet, it's the logo on the Stars pants on their home and away jerseys, that Texas logo down on the pant. And on this logo, on this iteration of the jersey, can no pants logo, no stripe. The pants are all black, no other color. And then you've got green stripes on the socks. The helmet, instead of the traditional Stars logo on the helmet, they have the word mark with Dallas Stars, that, you know, the typical font that you see when you see the Stars written out. That word mark is on the helmet instead. It's a totally unique feel, Kenneth. Totally new look. And Sean Shapiro reported that the NHL mandates that they wear it sometime 12 to 15 times throughout the year. So obviously we might have a condensed schedule. We might not have an 82-game season. So that'll come into play. But you can expect to see this probably, you know, a little over 25% of the home games this year, Kenneth, and the next three years in general.
I did see that it was going to be something for the next three seasons. And I like that it's going to be, you know, we see that 12 to 15 game kind of area. I like that we're going to see it regularly, which is because it's good. You know, it's fun to break things up. And when you have, as weird as it sounds, and fans that go to games and even watch them on TV regularly will know this, when you have something like that, you know, that variation of a jersey that you only wear and it's kind of, you know, it's unique. You see it a lot, so it's in your mind a lot, but it's not, you don't see it every night. It kind of feels a little bit different. It does add a little bit of a different element to the game. You know, makes things feel a little bit more special. I'm interested to see what it's going to look like on the ice. You know, on the ice really is a completely different ball game in terms of appearances. Obviously, on that stark white background, I think they're gonna pop a lot. But I'm interested to kind of see what the green looks like surrounded by some of the white. But it's unique. I like we said, that is what they were going for, was something completely different than what the franchises had in the past, what other teams have. You know, I know that there was a couple of some other cases that were kind of, I think Sean maybe was mentioned, but they were non-starters included. They don't have the laces to tie up in the front of the jersey. Yeah, and it's just some of those kind of things that they just they want this to be a modern hockey jersey, and it fits. And we can get into this in the B block a little bit when we come back, but I think it's the perfect time to have something tied to the city of Dallas. We'll talk about that a little bit more, I think. But I think this is the perfect time to kind of have that style of jersey.
Yeah, we got plenty more to talk about regarding the Stars' new blackout alternate jerseys unveiled on Wednesday morning. We'll get to all of that right around the corner when the Locked On Stars podcast continues in a moment. And guess what? We're back here on video form and on audio form. That pause, as you know.
Yeah.
For our audio-based listeners, don't think that we froze. Don't think that we went away or anything. This is a cardboard cutout. I had to go somewhere. But we're back here in video form and in audio form at the Locked On Stars podcast. For those of you looking for this video and listening to us audio-based, we can be found. This is through a partnership with Tegna. You can find us on WFAA.com, the local ABC affiliate in Dallas-Fort Worth. We're there. If you go to the website, search Locked On Stars, you can find this in video form, because who doesn't want to see us, Kenneth? Look at us.
I love you. Yeah. I love Josh's repping the Mississippi College, our alma mater.
Oh, my gosh. I did it again.
You went to the wrong side. Yeah.
Here we are. Yeah, repping the alma mater, repping the Choctaws, repping the Cowboys as well, unfortunately. Hey,
this team looks like the team from 1960. At least that's what people tell me.
You're right. You're right. Well, yeah, I guess we don't really know that entirely, but regardless, we'll believe our predecessors. But anyways, we're back here. We're talking about the Dallas Stars' new uniforms. That's the topic on everyone's mind, Ken. This topic on the NHL's mind. I saw a number of tweets everywhere, from NHL to SportsCenter to The Score. Everybody asking for people's thoughts on the new uniforms, because, you know, we mentioned before the break, Kenneth, that this is something that we haven't seen in the NHL, and for a large part, we haven't seen in professional sports. I know a couple people mentioned to me that the first thing they thought of when they saw this was like the Oregon Ducks from 2010 to 2015, that you got the bright, stark contrast green that really is an eye catcher, but also you mix in black, you mix in some new elements on that front. And as a result, you get this brand new concept of a jersey, Kenneth, one that I think the motto for this jersey is inspired by Dallas, designed by Texas. And so now we see it, Kenneth. We've gotten a chance to look at it. As you said, we're not really sure what it's going to look like. We want to wait until the actual season begins and we can see it up close and in person on the ice. We can see what the green looks like. So there's been some debates about whether it's like, is it more of a victory green, or is it more of a lime, like neon green? Because depending on the lighting, you can see it in different shades when you look at the various pictures that were taken and in the video as well. But these new uniforms, Kenneth, will certainly help the Stars pop.
Yeah, they will. That's the goal, right? And I think Oregon's probably a good comparison, because that's kind of the feel it does have. If Oregon had a hockey team, I think they would have something along these lines in terms of colors, although they probably have about 30 different jersey combinations, unlike the Stars, which have three still. But it's unique. I think they talked about, and it was kind of this feeling that they wanted to go the opposite direction they went with the Winter Classic jerseys. Winter Classic jerseys were an ode to hockey in Texas in the franchise as a whole. Yeah. And this one is an ode, is a look ahead to what hockey can be in Texas. And I mentioned before we stepped away, I thought this was the perfect time to drop something that was uniquely connected to the city of Dallas and into North Texas in general. Right. And that's because, let's face it, over the past 2 months or so, the Stars have gained a lot of new fans. That's just by way of being in the Stanley Cup playoffs and the Stanley Cup final. There wasn't a whole lot of sports going on. Football hadn't started yet. Basketball was going on, but the Mavericks were out in the first round. And so there was kind of this period where people were so starved for sports that I think they go, okay, wait, I don't watch a ton of hockey up to this point, but hey, this is the local team. This is Dallas. It's DFW Sports. Always root for DFW Sports. And they're in the Stanley Cup playoff or the Stanley Cup final. And so I think they gained some fans from probably this area that maybe they didn't have to begin with. So now you drop this new jersey that's connected to the city, and in the way that it's designed, the way that it was inspired, like you said, was to be something very uniquely Dallas. And so you drop that at the time where you've got all these new people on board. And I think it kind of helps forge that connection of, hey, this is Dallas. This is one of our teams here in DFW. You know, it's not just the Cowboys. Yeah. It's not just the Mavericks. It's the Cowboys, Mavericks, Rangers, Stars, and I consider FC Dallas. Not everybody can consider FC Dallas. The Stars would consider FC Dallas with that bromance they've
they're
got
best,
going
they're both, they're
on
best
social
stars.
Media.
Yeah. That's everything you want in a relationship, Kenneth, is the Stars and FC Dallas's relationship. On
yeah, FC Dallas was like immediately hyping up the jerseys as soon as they like tweeted it out. Yeah. I think this was a good time. Like I said, you already kind of sparked that initial connection with some of these fans in DFW that maybe hadn't followed the team much prior. And now you put out something that is, you know, connected to the city. It isn't, hey, this is the Stars coming to your city. This is your city ingrained with the franchise. We've been here for a long time. Maybe you're just now joining us, but hey, this is what we're about. We're here for Dallas, for the city. So I think it's a unique time. I think it's a good time to kind of have that sort of mindset and that sort of inspiration for a jersey.
Yeah, and the Stars did a really good job at teasing this, at getting people set for it. It wasn't just like, we're going to drop it on you out of nowhere one day. They really set the stage well to get Stars fans really excited for it and ready for it. And that's what we need right now, Kenneth. You know, the offseason tomorrow will mark 1 month since game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals. So I was thinking about this today while I was driving back to my apartment. On the one hand, it's been a month, but it's felt like a month, but at the same time, it's felt like three or 4 months since the Stanley Cup final ended. So certainly giving fans something to look forward to, giving fans something to get ready for. And now that, you know, jerseys are out, I think they're starting for sale tomorrow, Thursday at 9 a.m. At the Hangar in, I believe, Victory Park and in Frisco. Both Hangar locations will be selling these jerseys. And I think it's basically like get the lines ready, Kenneth, because there's going to be – it's funny because you saw the reactions on Twitter. Everyone saw the reactions on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. And I think Sean Shapiro called this, Kenneth. He said fans are either going to love this jersey or they're going to hate this jersey. There doesn't really seem like there's going to be much in between. And there were some in-betweeners that were – I think I put out a poll on Twitter earlier in the day. I'm actually going to pull it up for you right now while we're talking. But – put out a poll like right when the jerseys came out to see kind of the feel for what fans were thinking about this jersey. Right now, 57% say they liked it, 18% said they don't like it, 25% said they were indifferent. Meanwhile, I know Sean Shapiro put up a poll as well. We'll pull up his poll. And on his poll, 51% love it, 20% hate it, 29% indecisive. So seems like both our polls, although his had about 6,000 more votes than mine. Regardless, it's certainly you've got, it seems like love it. Over half the fan base or around half the fan base loves it. A little less than a quarter don't like it. And then a little over a quarter are indifferent right now, Kenneth. And I think it'll come with time. I know there were a couple people that didn't like the Victory Green scheme when it first came out. They were like, you know, it's not really, doesn't really feel like us. You know, we'd really rather have the old green, you know, that darker green shade. But then I think Victory Green has really grown on Stars fans over the years. And now it is the brand. It is everything Dallas Stars is Victory Green. So nice to see the Stars take an interesting, intriguing twist on this new jersey, on these blackout jerseys. Can't wait to see them in action next year. But we got plenty more to talk about regarding these jerseys, Kenneth, right around the corner when the Locked On Stars podcast continues in a moment.
Before we step away, we've talked about the new and improved Built Bar and how they're back and even more delicious than they were before. You've got those 6 new amazing flavors, including Cherry Barcia, Apple Almond Crisp, Lemon Almond Cheesecake, plus the 12 originals. Our favorite here at the Locked On Stars podcast is the Banana Bread Bar. It is unbelievable. That's on top of their other flavors, though. They've got German Chocolate, Mint Brownie, Salted Caramel, Orange, Coconut, Peanut Butter Brownie. They've got 18 flavors in total, some with nuts, some without. And these bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and they're easy to chew. They're great for the health conscious guy. And whether you're looking to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat, you need to look towards Built Bar. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. Great for the keto diet. Let's look at the Cherry Barcia Bar, one of their new flavors. 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of net carbs. And right now, our listeners can go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and get 20% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com.
And we're back here at the Locked On Stars podcast, wrapping up this Wednesday episode, this video episode, this audio episode, this everything episode, Kenneth. Happy Wednesday to you, by the way. I did not wish you a happy Wednesday. I'm so sorry. My apologies. But happy Wednesday. Hope this Wednesday's treating you well. Hope it's treating all of our listeners well as well. I've said well a lot now over the past couple seconds here. So we're going to shift away from
Just ignore all that.
Just ignore all the wells. We're going to shift away from them. We're going to shift back to Dallas Stars' third jerseys, their alternate jerseys that were released on Wednesday morning, Kenneth. And, you know, we've mentioned kind of the main topics of these jerseys and kind of the main features. But the cool thing about these jerseys, Kenneth, in addition to the fact that they just pop and, you know, you're going to be able to see them coming from a long way away with this new iteration. But I think the little features and the little things that were added to this jersey that you may not even see during a game, but they're there and they really help this jersey stand out and really help this jersey tie in to Texas. So we've got a number of things that we need to talk about. Of course, as we mentioned, the watermark on the helmet is now the words, the actual font, Dallas Stars, instead of the Dallas Stars logo, as it's always been. The center chest piece is not the usual Dallas Stars primary logo. It's now the set, one of the secondary logos, a Texas outline with the Dallas Stars logo in the middle of it. And then, as we said, pants have no stripes, no logos, just solid black. Socks are black with the skyline green stripes. But then, Kenneth, you get down to the little details on the back. As we said, the numbers are black that are outlined in this skyline green color, Kenneth, as well. And the last name will be in all skyline green. The Adidas logo is all skyline green. The shoulder numbers are the same as the back numbers, black with skyline green outline. But then the little features, Kenneth, these Texans that'll make any Texan just ooh and ah. I think, yeah. I'm a Texan and I was thinking this. There's two things in general that come to mind, Kenneth. First, in the back collar, there's a come and take it. Now that's obviously in reference to the Texas Revolution back in the 1830s, the early 1800s, the come and take it flag with the cannon and the star, all of that appropriated on the back of the collar, Kenneth, on the inside back of the collar. But then on the front collar, you have the lone star. So on the actual, it's the left side of the jersey and it wraps around. You have the single star on the left side of the jersey and then the two stripes mirroring the Texas flag, Kenneth, wrapping around. One of them is a solid skyline green stripe. The other one is what would you call this, Kenneth? It's like, have you seen it? That's the thing. You may not have noticed it.
I don't know. I probably haven't noticed it. No.
It's like it's one of them is just a solid green stripe, and the next one is like not checkered, but it's like a lot slant. Well, maybe that works. Yeah, okay. Maybe. Go look at it, people. Yeah. Just go look at it. Don't listen to me drone on and on for 15 minutes trying to describe
it. Just pull it up in front of you while you listen. It's like if your computer does split screen, have us on half screen and
have it right there. And then you'll be like, oh, that's what he's talking about.
Exactly.
It's just a lot of slanted lines making up the second stripe of the Texas flag. All of those skyline green as well with obviously black inserts in between. It looks really cool, Kenneth. And it is Texas, about as Texas as you can get.
Yeah, I think, and this is for a lot of states, but there is something unique about Texans that uniquely identify with their state and the history of their state and the war of their state.
In college, yeah. We really know that.
I mean, everybody loves their state, but there's something different about Texas. A little bit of a prideful arrogance, if you will, about the state of Texas.
Everything's bigger here, Kenneth. Everything's
exactly. So, but you saw them do it with the Winter Classic jerseys when they had the Texas flag on the inside of the collar. And it's those little things that I think fans that are kind of hardcore fans will really, really like and really, really appreciate it. The little things. You know, you see a lot of teams have started putting messages and stuff like that in times inside their collars that really started. Yep. Really started in college football, I guess, a few years back is where we saw it at first. I know TCU used to have, I believe, Till Hell Freezes in the inside of their collar, a quote from one of their famous coaches of their history. But you see a lot of teams start to do that, and so the come and take, it's a great kind of it's a great ode to Texas history, but it's still, you know, you put it on the inside of the collar and you still kind of maintain the very much modern, sleek, semi-futuristic kind of look of the rest of the jersey. Right. Obviously, you mentioned the Lone Star, just kind of an ode to the state as a whole. And these are going to be interesting. I'm curious to see, like I said, what they look like on the ice. I can tell you that the numbers are going to be a nightmare for people calling the game if they don't have a great angle to the ice. Trying to read those numbers off the backs of jerseys or something like that, especially for announcers that aren't maybe familiar with Stars players. That's going to be a bit of a pain. But
national broadcasts will be fun.
Yeah, once they learn how to pronounce the names, they're not going to be able to actually identify.
They won't be able to know who they are. Yeah. Gosh, just one problem after the next.
But yeah, they're going to look good. I think they're going to look fast. You know, that was always the thing about those neon greens things. Is neon green just looks fast. When you saw it on Oregon players,
Michael James looked really fast.
Yeah, with those bright green, yep, lime green cleats. So I think I'm excited. I like that they went this route with it. And it's different, but I think, like you mentioned, you said some people love it, some people hate it. For the people who don't like it, the bright side is this isn't their new primary jersey or their primary color.
You're only going to see it a dozen times this year.
You're only going to see it a dozen times this year, and you're still going to get your heavy dosage of the victory green and all of that. So, and then Josh, correct me if I'm wrong, potential for another jersey this year, but this one an NHL wide plan. Correct me. Let's hit on that real quick before we dip out of here.
So this is correct, but it's only reports at this point. But those reports have been widespread, and the reverse retro, as we've come to know and as we've come to hear, if you've been on social media the last few weeks, you may have seen a couple of potential leaked jerseys from different teams. The reverse retro, I think I touched on it in yesterday's podcast. Kenneth, you and I talked about it a little bit on Monday's podcast as well. This new concept, the NHL and Adidas trying to have a league-wide initiative where they can get every team another jersey. That's kind of a callback to not necessarily the roots of the franchise, Kenneth, but roots of hockey in that specific city, in that specific market. And so could be very interesting. I know Sean Shapiro touched on it at the very end of his story. He said there's been wide-ranging dialogue swirling online about league-wide reverse retro jersey for teams across the NHL, including some leaked sweater designs for several teams. Sports Business Journal reported that the NHL and Adidas are planning for a broader mid-November unveiling of the widely rumored reverse retro jerseys. Brad Albert, team president for the Dallas Stars, declined to comment on if a fourth jersey would be added to the rotation this offseason, but we'll see, Kenneth. We'll see. We'll hold off for now. But there have been some reports, and there's been a lot of widespread, you know, rumors and some with a good amount of traction as well. And so it'll be interesting to see. Now that this one, you announce it, you let it marinate for a little bit. And I heard another report that the NHL was trying to let every team that had a third jersey coming out get theirs announced, get it all, let it marinate, you know, let it kind of sit, fizzle out, and then have the whole stage available to do, as Sean said, a broad reveal where every team can kind of reveal it the same day, and it can kind of be like a Christmas morning of jerseys for hockey fans. So it'll be exciting. I'm excited because if you think back to the Stars retro, Kenneth, in the Dallas market, you know, you think of the Dallas Texans and you think of those kinds of jerseys way back when, but you even think about the 90s. You think about that old gold logo, possibly mixing that in with some victory green. I don't know. That's just a totally off the top of my head guess, but either way, I think it could be, the Stars could be getting two really unique and really intriguing jerseys, Kent, that just pop and really catch your eye.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure most fans would say, hey, if you're going to let us have a fourth, just let us wear the Winter Classics year round. those were quite the popular looks.
I saw a lot of fans, Kent, that were like, why can't we just make the Winter Classics our thirds? I'm like, you know, he's kind of got a point, because that jersey, when that came out, you couldn't find many people that were like, oh, this is terrible. Most Stars fans are like, give me five.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things. Yeah. It's with that one, it's you're disappointed that they're really not going to wear it anymore or probably ever. But at the same time, you're also like, I kind of am glad that it was a unique, I mean, they wore it a couple more times during the regular season, but it's very much tied to that event. And so wearing it more would kind of, I guess, kind of take some of the shine off of it, because it's no longer just a unique, hey, Winter Classic in Texas kind of uniqueness to it.
Kenneth, that's a jersey that you can do like you did with your soccer jersey behind you. That's the Stars uniform. If you can get it autographed, that Winter Classic one, frame that sucker and put it up in your office, put it up in your man cave, put it up wherever you got it.
Don't send this to Sean Shapiro. Nobody tell Sean Shapiro.
Will he be jealous?
This is the year that Tottenham went to the Champions League final for the first time in their club's history, and it is signed by the entire team. Fun fact, my dad won it. Don't know how he won it, but he won it.
And he won it. You don't have to take this question.
Yeah. So, but yeah.
I'm just going to nod and act like I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, this is actually my mom's desk. She had pictures hanging up of like whatever her pictures were, and I took them down and messed up real quick.
Don't show pictures of baby Kenneth behind you. It was just like
art pictures, like artsy pictures. Yeah.
I was hoping for baby Kenneth, but
there are plenty of those around the house, but video podcast.
Next time. But other than that, that's about all we've got for this Wednesday edition of the Locked On Stars podcast. Wanted to thank you all again for continuing to support us, continuing to stick with us, continuing to promote us, and continuing to subscribe to us. It means the absolute world to Kenneth and I. And we're excited that we got a new thing to talk about, Kenneth, with these third jerseys and potentially fourth jerseys. But with the offseason coming in hot here and trying to figure out what next season is going to look like right now, this was a nice break. A nice break from the change of pace. Fun to talk about jerseys always. I'm a bit of a jersey nut, jersey fanatic myself. Yeah. Before we exit, Kenneth, final ratings on a scale of 1 to 10. What's the rating for this jersey?
Oh, man, that's on the spot. I think I'm going to go.
I can go first if you want.
Yeah, you. No, I'll go first. I want to see if I think I'm going to hit it with a 6.5 out of 10. Six and a half. But here's where it'll go up. I think it'll look better on the ice. And I think because of the color schemes, when they do all the releases of the other apparel that's tied to this, I think if you get a like that Nike pullover you're wearing, you get an Adidas black with the stars in that, but in that skyline green.
That'll look really
sharp. And I think that stuff maybe brings it up to like a 7.5, 8. But for right now, initial impressions, I think I'm going to go 6.5. I like it. Okay. Don't love it, but it's different. It's growing on me every time I see it.
And I think a lot of it is recency bias too. A lot of people were comparing it to the Winter Classic.
Yeah, that's fair. Which was a 10 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, you're never going to beat the Winter Classic jersey. But I'm going to go ahead and give it a 7.4. I think 7.4. I think it's just a shade under that 75% mark. But like you said, Kith, it's not my favorite jersey in the world, but it's doing the job that the Stars want in terms of making them stand out, because how often is it that SportsCenter tweets about the Dallas Stars, Kenneth? Not very often. So we saw it today, and as a result, it's doing its job. So we'll see how it ends up turning out, how the apparel turns out. I think Sean, Kenneth, in his article mentioned that there will be a couple other merchandise items initially that the Stars will unveil with this combination of black and the skyline green color. And then I'm sure some more merchandise will be along the way as we get closer to next season and when the Stars first put these on the ice. So other than that, any final thoughts for us?
For those of you who are finding us on the WFAA website, ABC8, but you have yet to make your way over to the audio formats, we are a daily format podcast. We're dropping new episodes every single weekday, Monday through Friday. So make sure to come follow us on Twitter at Locked On Stars, and we'll tweet out links to our episodes. But we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get a podcast, we should be there. So make sure to go listen to the rest of our episodes. We're here every single day talking Stars hockey, all things off season, all things jerseys, all things free agency, everything you could possibly want. We are talking about it. So make sure to follow us. Hit subscribe if you haven't already, so we show up in your feed every single day. Like I said, our Twitter account is at Locked On Stars. And then if you want to follow our personal accounts, They are, I believe, on the screen. Let's see. Oh, I got it right first try, Josh. I'm at Kenneth underscore Nash 19.
On the right side of my
and box. Josh is at Josh underscore Clark 02. So make sure to follow our personal accounts as well.
Perfection takes time, Kenneth, and practice makes perfect. So we're going to be practicing my hand positioning on camera. But until then, have a great Wednesday, y'all. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you in audio form tomorrow.
Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.